This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Hi, welcome to The Mr. Brown Show. This is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mark.
Hi, this is Ivan.
The economy is like booming, right? Then everyone's like asking for more and more stuff right nowadays. Don't you think so?
Yeah, but then if you give them too much, can they still stand on their own 2 feet?
Depends who you are.
Hey, boss, got a minute or not?
What do you guys want? I'm very busy running the company, you know.
I was wondering can I get a raise or not?
Of course not. You will get a crutch mentality.
But I haven't had a raise in the last 6 years, you know. My pay cannot keep up with the inflation.
If I give you more money, you will not be inclined to work. Now, we don't want a company of takers who only know how to take, take, take. Our company must avoid the pitfalls of Western-style companies, okay? Where generous company benefits for workers have weakened their work ethic, family ties, and bone density.
Boss, how about manpower? My department is too small to cope with the demands of the company now.
Your department? What about my company? Each worker is expected to produce what they're paid to do. I could employ 2 foreign talents for the price of 1 local like you. But out of the generosity of my national pride, I have swallowed my profits and put my faith in my fellow countrymen.
Okay. Then can give your fellow countrymen a bonus, not?
No.
Just a small one?
What happened to the ang pao I gave you for Chinese New Year? Don't tell me you've finished using it already.
The $2 ang pao was just nice to pay for a bowl of noodles for lunch, boss.
Well, too bad you use it all at once. There is no more available money for bonuses because I need to ensure that there are enough funds for the talent retention fund.
Sorry, boss. Am I eligible for this talent retention fund?
No.
How come? I've been working here for 20 years already. I've sacrificed so many tears, blood, sweat and stools for this company.
Sacrifice? Sacrifice? You want to talk about sacrifice? Look at me. I have been taking a salary way below the market rate for years by at least $1 million. That is financial sacrifice.
But you give yourself $1.2 million a year.
Because I am an exceptional talent. If I went to other big companies in the private sector, I would earn even more. But I chose to stay here in this tiny little company. In fact, now that you mention it, I think it's time to review my salary.
Hey, but boss, wouldn't that give you a crutch mentality also?
Of course not. A salary adjustment for talents like me is necessary to retain me and keep me honest. Anyway, I have to end this meeting now. I'm going to the car showroom to look at my new car.
But boss, you already got 3 cars, what?
Yes, but I just gave myself a raise with the talent retention fund. By the way, I'm increasing your contribution to the employee training fund by another 2%, okay? Don't worry, I also contribute to that fund like you. Must be fair, right, gentlemen? This episode of The Mr. Brown Show is sponsored by the Center for American Education and University of South Florida. Achieve your American degree in Singapore. Polytechnic graduates will receive advanced standing. For more information, please log on to www.cae.edu.sg/usf.pdf.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com. They don't have a crutch mentality because they don't ask for a raise.